It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico gubernatorial candidate Steve Pierce and his wife published summary pages of their 2017 tax returns Tuesday, offering a new glimpse into personal finances of the Republican congressman and former oil-filled entrepreneur. Calculations include Pierce's $124,000 congressional salary, but few details about other sources of income. Pierce provides an annual summary of his business interests to Congress. The Democratic candidate for Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham posted 5 years of lengthier tax returns in late May. Both candidates faced off Tuesday night in a town hall-style debate. Representatives from universities across the region gathered in Austin recently for the 10th annual Texas Veterans Higher Education Symposium. They shared best practices for helping veterans transition from military to civilian life while pursuing college. Texas Public Radio's Carson Frame reports.
52% of service members wind up in a college classroom within 7 months of separating from active duty, and Texas universities are trying to figure out how to allocate resources to attract them. Jared Lyon is president of Student Veterans of America and advises the VA on education. He says that universities should think of veterans as the ultimate non-traditional students, as they're highly motivated and funded by the GI Bill.
Student veterans today are the tip of the spear of what is coming in higher education. If we can get this right with this population who does have federally backed monies to go to school, we're helping all Americans compete in a global economy where a bachelor's degree or higher is going to be the standard.
By 2024, the majority of American undergraduates will be older than 25. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.
Healthcare has been a major topic for candidates in this year's midterm elections. Commentator Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News says that in New Mexico's U.S. House District 2 race, attack ads and a lack of debate by candidates makes it tough for an honest discussion on the issue.
A few weeks ago, I wrote about the fact that our story on the Democratic primary race for Congressional District 2 had been cited as the source for an attack ad that wildly mischaracterized the position of Xochitl Torres Small on health care. It turns out that wasn't an isolated incident. According to a Washington Post story by Glenn Kessler, the National Republican Campaign Committee and other PACs have run ads against at least 15 Democratic candidates, all claiming that they support a Medicaid for All proposal put forth by Senator Bernie Sanders that none of the candidates in fact supports. So it goes in this year's cycle of attack ads, Kessler wrote. With a numbing similarity, ads produced by the NRCC, the Congressional Leadership Fund, and individual Republican candidates all charge Democrats with supporting a universal care plan backed by Senator Bernie Sanders, even if Democrats are not supporters of the Sanders plan. When pressed by the Washington Post, the NRCC pointed to an extensive questionnaire submitted by Torres Small to the Albuquerque Journal before the primary. In response to the question, "Do you favor or oppose a national single-payer health system?" she said she was focused on making healthcare affordable and accessible. So, the lack of a direct no to that question was taken by the NRCC as a resounding yes. We have since had a chance to interview Torres Small a second time, last week for the general election, and this time she was even more direct. "There is not a single-payer plan out there that I support," she said. "The way we traditionally have tested candidates' position on issues is through debates. But Yvette Harrell declined the invitation by KRWG and the League of Women Voters to debate Torres Small. It's a little surprising to me that Republicans are choosing to make health care an issue in this election. But I guess they figure it was a winner for them in 2010. That was the year the Tea Party took over American politics. Protesters, some might say angry mobs, donned their tri-cornered hats and Gadsden flags and took to the streets demanding change. Ever since then, Republicans have been running on a promise to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's a message they rode to take control of the House, then the Senate, then the presidency. But even after all of that, they were never able to agree on legislation. They were united in their loathing of the Affordable Care Act, but could never agree on what should come next. And so they gave up on legislation while President Donald Trump began dismantling the program. What is left is a skeleton with far fewer protections, no requirements to join, and skyrocketing premiums. I think health care should be a major issue this election, but let's have an honest discussion. One final note. we began our endorsement Sunday for the 2018 election. As always, we present these to readers as one more thing to consider as you make your decisions. They are merely suggestions, not directions. The final decision when you go to mark your ballot is all yours. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News and also in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.